So the World Travel and Tourism Council, W3TC, is the leading international organization that focuses on the economic and social impact of travel and tourism. So this is the emblem of that, WTTC. Very recently in the month, they concluded their conference in Kigali in Rwanda. That was the first such organizational event that happened in Africa over the years since they have been established. We have then the famous ICAO, which is again United Nations body, is a specialized agency of United Nations. It codifies the principles and the techniques of international air navigation and foster the planning and development of International Air Transport Association. So ICAO, as I was mentioning, is an UNWTO body looking after the civil aviation around the world. One of the activities they also do is to help and build the airports in areas where there are some disturbances. So we talk about planning of airports, air transport to ensure safe and orderly growth. Its headquarters are in the Cartier International of Montreal, which is in Quebec, Canada. So ICAO's headquarters are in Canada. So this is the logo that ICAO uses, ICAO. All civil aviation organizations around the world of any country are directly linked or have to take opinion consideration from ICAO for various air traffic related issues, including their help for construction of airport. We take the next important travel organization, IATA. IATA stands for International Air Transport Association of Airlines. It is an association of airlines, again a voluntary association, with the development and regulation of the air transport industry. The membership is voluntary minded, but yes, you have a number of benefits. All international flights are active members, and domestic airlines which don't fly to international destination are associate member, meaning international authority, international airline have a voting right depending not on the size, but one airline, one vote. An airline may have 200 aircraft, 600 aircraft, still one vote. An airline with four aircraft, but part of IATA, will also have one vote. Member approximately comprise approximately 80% of world international airline. It supports many areas of aviation actively and help formulate industry policies on critical aviation issues. So this is it, IATA. Our mission is to represent, lead, and serve the airline industry as such. So now regional organization, let's count on them. PATA, standing for PATA. Then we have OECD, Organization for Economic Cooperation Development. PATA stands for Pacific Asia Travel Association, and ETC, European Travel Commission, and Indian Ocean Tourism Organization, IOTO. PATA is headquartered at the moment in Bangkok. It was originally formed in Cuba. The role they play is to develop holidays in Pacific region. As I mentioned, it was formed in Honolulu. Excuse me, not Cuba. Cuba was IATA. PATA was formed in Honolulu, which was part of Pacific Ocean. But with the growth of tourism industry in United States of America, the PATA headquarters was shifted from Honolulu to Bangkok, which again is closer to Pacific Ocean. Like most travel organizations, PATA helps in develop destination for tourism by providing, what do? They advise in planning travel scheme and provides information, especially through its journal, Pacific Travel News. A lot of updates and research work is also being done by them, and they update accordingly. Patha has 66 chapters in different countries. This was a very important setup. It is in Bangkok headquarters now. We have next organization called OECD. It was formed to help countries' cooperation to achieve development. It has a tourism committee with representatives official from all member nations. It collects statistics. What do? They collect statistics, conduct research, and tries to remove barriers to travel within member nations. OECD tourism document on trends and policies provide comparative knowledge, both policy and data, through thematic chapters and country-specific policy and statistical profile. Very important role they play, especially collection of data. So this is how they look. Their logo, OECD, Organization Economic Cooperation and Development. Then we have the last possibly, European Travel Commission, ETC. This commission is the organization responsible for the promotion of Europe as a tourist destination. They focus on the growth of Europe. Very much like PATA, which Pacific Asia region is their role. Here, this role of ETC is to promote Europe. It was founded to help European nations' cooperation to increase tourism within Europe, to exchange information on tourism and its marketing, and to undertake research and promotion activities. ETC sees itself as a virtual organization marketing Europe as a tourist destination, primarily deploying the internet. So it's a virtual organization, mind it. This is how they look. European Travel Commission, Destination of Sustainable Culture Tourism Awards in 2024. Then we have got IOTO, which was founded in 1995, very young organization for growth of tourism and encourage it in Indian Ocean region. It markets the Indian Ocean region, like PATA markets Pacific region. It promotes Indian Ocean region as a unique destination, help members to cooperate and coordinate policies, promote better transportation service between members, encourage better services, and help reduce travel barriers. Excuse me. As we are focusing mostly on reducing travel barriers. Travel barriers could be anything from visa to documentation to allowing airlines to land, for tourists to recover and tourism to recover and see more of tourism growing. So this is how the Indian Ocean Tourism Organization looks. So tourist promotion boards we will pick up, and I would like to highlight to you something about tourism promotion boards. Now, as we know, many countries have their own tourism boards, which could be an independent, altogether directly reporting to the central government of that respective country, not necessarily going through Ministry of Tourism. Independent board. So we pick up few of them here to understand. The British Tourism Office, and they have a caption, Visit Britain. Department of Tourism and Commerce and Marketing in Dubai. Department of Culture and Tourism, Abu Dhabi. See, two different departments are looking up. Department of Tourism with Commerce in Dubai, whereas Department of Culture and Tourism in Abu Dhabi. Same country, but in two different departments are giving the role of looking after tourism. Singapore has a standalone tourism board called Singapore Tourism Board, or in a nutshell, STB. The United States Travel and Tourism Advisory Board. Mind it, it's not a ministry status. And again, South Africa National Department of Tourism and Tourism Malaysia. It's a ministry level. Who can forget their caption? Malaysia, truly Asia. So this is what Tourism Malaysia stands for. Then we have a number of such things. We pick up British Tourism. Visit Britain is the national tourism agency responsible for marketing Britain as such, as a whole country, and developing Britain's visitors' economy, meaning bringing in additional revenues to the national economy. It works with UK trade and investment, as well as airlines, travel operators, global brands, and the official tourism bodies. So if you pick up all this, it explains to you that all the tourism players are member of this Visit Britain, and they are based in London, Scotland, and Wales. Yeah, so London is in England, of course, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. These are the four that makes United Kingdom. Visit Britain is a founding partner of European Network for Accessible Tourism, an international organization based in Europe, set up in 2006 to promote accessible tourism. So Visit Britain played a role in setting up of accessible tourism network within Europe. So this is Visit Britain. Department of Tourism and Commerce that I was highlighting is not ministry, it's a Department of Tourism and Commerce. Department of Tourism is DTCM, known in short, Department of D, doesn't stand for Dubai, it's department. It's the principal authority for the planning, supervision, development, and marketing of tourism in Dubai. It markets and promotes the Emirates' commerce sector and is also responsible for licensing and classification of all tourism sectors, including hotels, tour operators, and travel agents. It promotes Dubai via roadshows. So they do, they hold roadshows all around the world, including India, of course, for holding events, exhibition, and immersive technologies. So this is how it looks like. Department of Tourism and Commerce, marketing. And then in Dubai, in Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of UAE, it is under Department of Culture. And three key sectors, tourism, culture, and national library, works extensively to regulate, support, develop, and market Abu Dhabi's tourism industry through a range of activities aimed at promoting and preserving the Emirates' distinctive prestige and culture. Those of you who are aware of the setup of United Emirates, they have joined together. United Arab, seven Emirates have joined together. Each one has its own head called Emir of that Emirate, and all they put combined and it becomes United Arab Emirates. As per their constitution, the president would always be from Abu Dhabi, simply because the most financial support to entire United Arab Emirates come from Abu Dhabi through its revenue earned from oil and gas reservoir that they have. As such, Abu Dhabi plays a key role in oil finance funding, budget support. That's why the extensive regulation comes from Department of Culture and Tourism, Abu Dhabi. So that's a board there. Tourism industry through range of activities aimed at promoting and preserving the Emirates' distinctive heritage and culture. This is how it looks. STB, Singapore Tourism Board, it's a statutory body under the Ministry of Trade and Ministry and Industry. Again, look at this. It's Ministry of Trade and Industry for Singapore. Singapore has been very successful in keeping Singapore destination despite being a small country where all activities are appreciated within 3 to 5 days maximum, and you have seen the happenings in Singapore, but they have been successful in continuously marketing ever since they became independent in Singapore. The board was renamed. First it was something different, now it is renamed in 1997 as Singapore Tourism Board. The board now oversees all aspects of tourism, including resource allocation and long-term strategic planning. It establishes offices around the globe to actively market the Singapore destination. And as I was mentioning, despite being such a small country, they have been very successful in promoting for a number of years a small destination, but still floating on top. Until last year, the airport, Changi Airport, was standing on number one position of the airports around the world. But this year, they have lost to Hamad International Airport, which is the airport of Doha, Qatar. So we take now the United States Travel and Tourism. The United States Travel and Tourism Advisory Board serves as the advisory board to the Secretary of Commerce, again falling under the Ministry of Commerce. Secretary of Commerce, Secretary in U.S. refers to the ministry ranking. And they support this Commerce Ministry on the matters relating to the travel and tourism industry in the United States. The role is, it advises the Secretary, which means Minister in U.S., on government policies and programs that affect the U.S. travel and tourism industry, offers counsel on current and emerging issues, and provides a forum for discussing and proposing solution of industry-related problems. Post 9/11, lot of activities and recommendations were made from this particular tourism promotion board, especially allowing international tourist arrival into their country. And this is how they look. And then we come to South Africa National Department of Tourism, which is again a national department responsible for the development of the tourism sector. And mind it, South Africa was apathetic until certain time. It's only last few decades that they have made their country accessible to international travel. Restrictions were always there to go to South Africa because of the government there. And once things opened up, when the famous Nelson Mandela was made the president, then things came to normalcy, and South Africa is now a destination for many visitors. They have great national asset in form of minerals, in form of fruits, in form of various things that are available for the promotion of tourism, including the famous Kruger National Park in their country. And the role, the Tourism Promotion Board focus on the development. They take care of enabling environment through the development of appropriate policies and regulations to ensure that tourism as a sector delivers on the government priorities. So tourism should be taken as a government priority for job creation, poverty elevation, and increased contribution to the country's GDP. All countries around the world have realized the importance of tourism. They are putting up all their hard work to ensure that party is elevated through tourism, the host community, serving to the region where tourism potentials are existing. The beneficiaries should also be the host community. And that's the role various tourism promotion boards do it. And this is what is the South Africa tourism looking like. Tourism Malaysia, Malaysia truly Asia, their slogan, the Tourism Development Corporation was established on 10th of August 72 under the Ministry of Trade, again in trade, by Act of Parliament, popularly known now as Tourism Malaysia, is full focus on the promoting Malaysia domestic and international tourism. This is how they look. Some of the tourism promotion organizations in India, some of them are here, Ministry of Tourism, India Tourism ITDC, India Tourism Development Corporation, Maharashtra Tourism Development Corporation, MTDC, JKDCC, Jammu and Kashmir Tourist Development, and Kerala Tourism Development Corporation. These are not all, but few of them. Ministry of Tourism designed national policies for the development and promotion of tourism in Indian context. So they do anything that India needs to get tourists from outside, They do all those policy formation and inviting international tourists to come to India to learn and see what India has to offer. That's the major role Ministry of Tourism does here, including various central and minister agencies. They support them, and state governments and union territories have their representation of the private sector. So jointly, this ministry works and see that overall, the private sector, the public sector participation is successful, and India continuously get international tourism. So Tourism Organization India, we were talking about, they concentrate, efforts are being made to promote new forms of tourism such as rural. Now this has picked up. Rural tourism is becoming a choice for many of the tourists, because with the urbanization of many areas, there are still the need to see how the rural community still lives. Don't forget, still majority of the Indians are living in rural areas. They also have now picked up cruise tourism. We do have great potential because we have 7,500 kilometers of a coastline. Various airport terminals have been built in accordance with that. We have the importance of medical tourism. I highlighted that. There are Apollo Hospital, there is Nanavati Hospital, Kokilaben Hospital, Asia Heart Hospital, Tata Memorial Hospital, AIMSS, to mention few of them, that provide medical facilities up to international standard. And then we have got ecological tourism, because India is a combination of all type of tourism activities that a possible tourist can look into and look for a destination. The ministry also maintains the Incredible India campaign, including Aditi Deva Bhava. These are the two campaigns that Ministry of Tourism runs in India. So this is how it looks like, Ministry of Government of India. And then we have got IOTO, which is Indian Association of Tour Operators, is a national body of tourism industry. It has over 1,600 members covering all segments of tourism industry, established in 1992. International acceptance and linkages. They have tie up with their international partners so that it has five categories of membership: active, allied, associate, international, and honorary. IOTO looks like this. ITDC is a public sector undertaking. This was established, as I mentioned, in 1966 after the recommendation made by LKJA committee, which was established to find out why India is not getting international tourists. Imagine, think of 60s, when international tourism was on the verge of great growth. India was not getting its share. It suggested number of recommendations. Some of them came in the form of ITDC, what international countries are offering. India could match them or start offering something of that type of a nature so that India gets good share from international market. It was established in 1966. It played a key role in development of tourism infrastructure in the country. And I'm talking, understand this with the context of 1966. What we see today, we are totally up to international standard. We have five-star hotels. We do have services, lot of domestic airlines. We have duty-free shop. We have light and sound shows of international repute and so on. But in 1966, we were much far behind. We never had a five-star hotel, the first five-star hotel. Ashoka came in. Yeah, Taj Mahal was the only brand that we had, Taj Mahal Hotel. I'm talking the famous hotel in Mumbai. So the organization is diversified into new service-oriented business activities like consultancy and execution of tourism and engineering projects, training, education in the tourism industry and hospitality. Some of the activities of this will now sound to us like an outdated, because we have so much of role being played by the private sector in tourism industry that has taken over all these projects, which were the role of ITDC back in 1966. But now, of course, you can see this happening through private sector, a lot of activities. In fact, in some of the activities, ITDC has taken a back burner and private sector has come forward with the support of all this, especially in the consultancy, execution of tourism and engineering projects. So, yes, but in 66, this was really a wonderful job that was done by ITDC. This is how they look. And then MTDC, Maharashtra Tourism, we have got huge number of heritage walks, adventure activities, aquatic sports, beaches, all. And we have got number of properties that are managed on the coastal area, different parts of India. MTDC has all the support. So to explore the riches of Maharashtra state in the fullest. So that's the role they do, MTDC. We have the Jammu and Kashmir Tourist Development Corporation. Development was established in 70 as a fully owned company of the government. The objective of the corporation is to run, manage, and administration government hotels and catering establishment for the promotion of tourism. Now, all the government-owned hotels, be it in Maharashtra, Kerala, or anywhere, they have fallen short on the service sector. Yeah. And private sector has taken few steps ahead of them and are very successful. But imagine the era when private sector investment was shy to come into hotel industry and there were not many projects that were seen. So it was government that came in with two-star, three-star type of a project to make certain destination accessible and activities to be provided. And those days were Maharashtra Tourism Development Corporation, ITDC, Kerala, all these establishments were active. When investment from private sector wasn't coming because there were no such facilities being offered to them, like tax holidays, like investment benefit, and many other things which we see now. So this is like places to see in Kashmir, we saw. Now we'll look at the Kerala Tourism. The same role is a headquartered in Trivandrum, which is the capital of Kerala. And they have offices all around various districts of Kerala, very much like MTDC has its headquarters in Mumbai and Nagpur. And they have offices into various agencies. The tourism organization, once again, let's look at this. It operates hotels, many, Maharashtra Tourism, Kerala Tourism, Rajasthan Tourism Development Corporation, Jammu and Kashmir, they run hotels. Some of the rest houses, some of the cottages, dog bungalows are being run by this organization. They have tourist rest houses and they have official slogan, official host to God's own country. This is the Kerala's slogan. And of course, Kerala, we all know their main slogan is Kerala, God's own country. So it's one of the most profitable venture of the Kerala government. The government is really making big money from Kerala Tourism Development Corporation. And then we come to the following are some of the most important responsibilities of government department. What they do? They coordinate with the private public sector. Coordination, planning. They do planning in areas where there are no hotels, there are no accessibility, there are no roads, so they plan according to that. They also provide legislation and regulation in case there is a shortfall of regulation and legislation. They provide that. They also provide infrastructure, encourage entrepreneurship. I'll give an example. Odisha, for example, give additional benefit to women entrepreneurs who set up projects as a woman in remote areas of Odisha, setting of tourism project. Not only tax holidays are given to them, but they are given 5% benefit and tax relief for X number of time. So entrepreneurship is encouraged, and that's what we are looking in India, to give opportunities for private sector to come into tourism industry, very much like the private sector has entered aviation industry and hotel industry. The role again is coordination, planning, legislation, providing infrastructure and simulation of tourism activities. So all activities, holding fairs, holding shows, like in Kerala, they have got the boat race. They also celebrate Onam. Maharashtra Tourism Development Corporation would be offering similar activities, whichever festival is linked to Maharashtra, and likewise Kerala, Jammu and Kashmir. For example, famous Tulip Festival that just ended last month in Kashmir, the Tulip Festival that happens only in the month of April, because tulip as a flower blossom only in April. Promotion of social tourism, which is important, because social tourism lifts the capacity of the host community of that area. With this, I conclude my talk on tourism organization, their role, their support, and how they have been successfully taking the tourism to further heights. Thank you very much for listening to me. I'm your Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah. Thank you.